Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to join us for a visit with Betty and Bob Drake. But first, a few words from a friend of yours. Chief of Police Henderson came down to the country and explained to Betty and Bob how he happened to resign, that he was really provoked into resigning by uncalled-for criticism. He let his anger get the better of him, and only after his resignation did he realize that he had played into the hands of those elements in Monroe who didn't want him in office because he represented a threat to their corrupt existence. It is Henderson's belief that it was Betty and Bob's departure from Monroe and their public statement that they were going to sell their crusading newspaper, The Trumpet, which gave these corrupt forces the signal and the courage to begin again their fight to control a great city. And now, later in the day, we find Betty and Bob and Henderson in the living room of the Drake home.
This new city manager, Jameson, is a queer bloke, all right.
Where did you meet him?
In a restaurant last night. I was with Katie and somebody introduced us to him. He was with his daughter. Certainly are a weird pair.
What's weird about them?
You'd have to see him to believe him. He's just a scared old man with a smile that looks as if it was worked with a string. And somebody was always pulling the string at the wrong time. I don't know where they dug him up, but he's going to make some city manager for Monroe.
Well, didn't you inquire about his background?
I didn't have time to. I think somebody said that he'd been a professor at the State University some time back.
Well, whoever he is and whatever he is, he must be the man they want for city manager.
Who's the they?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, Bob. Besides, you're much better at finding out those things than I am. You wouldn't have made a bad detective, either of you.
Jameson. That name doesn't mean anything to me at all.
And this daughter of his, what's the matter with her?
I don't know. She just struck me as being kind of peculiar.
In what way?
Well, we all sat around the table together, and most of the time her thoughts seemed to be pretty far away. Whenever she looked at her father, well, there was a kind of hate in her eyes that daughters shouldn't have for their fathers.
What did you say her first name was?
Margaret. Margaret Jameson.
How old is she?
Oh, in her early 20s.
Is she attractive?
She's mighty attractive. She lost that frown and took some of that hate out of her eyes.
She seems to have disturbed you, Henderson.
Maybe she did. The thing I'm most disturbed about is that I don't know just how they got Kellogg to resign as city manager. He didn't have any temper at all, so they couldn't have made him mad enough to quit.
Then you think they had something on Kellogg?
I don't know. Maybe. It'll probably be only a matter of weeks before all the old gambling and vice joints are open again, before we start hearing rumors of graft, before all the good work you folks accomplished with your newspaper goes into the ash can.
That's something that mustn't happen.
Well, who's going to stop it from happening?
We are.
Bob.
Betty, I still own the Trumpet. I'll call up Swanson and give him orders to start an investigation of Jameson, to keep all the reporters on the lookout for the joints we closed opening up again.
But what happens when you sell the trumpet?
Who's going to sell it? I'll never sell it.
Well, the story
Well, you can forget that story. I'm not selling the trumpet. And I'm getting back on the job running that newspaper as soon as I can.
As soon as you're fit and ready. And no sooner.
Well, what do you want me to do, Betty? Just sit around here in the country and become fat and lazy?
I'll see that you become neither.
I'm sorry if I started a family quarrel.
Never mind us, Chief.
I'm no longer Chief. Just call me Henderson.
You'll be Chief again.
And then I'll let you call me Chief again. But as I was saying, I'm sorry if I started a family quarrel.
Oh, no, you didn't start it. This quarrel has been going on since the day we left Monroe.
And it's not going to stop until we get back to Monroe.
Bob, are you serious about not selling the trumpet?
Am I serious, Betty?
Yes, he is. We'd planned on selling it, but I see the idea is hopeless now. And, well, I suppose I'm glad of it.
Oh, Betty.
But Bob is going to stay right here in the country until he's completely well again. And there'll be no further nonsense about that.
You don't mind if I try to run my newspaper by telephone, do you?
You let Swanson run it. He's a good man or you wouldn't have hired him.
I know, Betty, but...
I don't want you in the house all the time bending over the telephone, Bob. I want you out in the air and the sunshine.
Air and sunshine. I think I'll call Swanson now.
Bob, there's no rush. And besides, you ought to think over everything, Chief. Yes, Chief Henderson has told us. Think it over carefully. What are you going to do? Make up a plan of action while you're talking to Swanson on the phone?
I know just what I'm going to do.
Well, you've got to think it out beforehand.
I've thought it all out. It's just a matter of unlimbering all our big guns. Say, Henderson.
Yeah, Bob?
You're a free agent now, aren't you?
If you mean I'm a man without a job, yeah.
Well, you've got a job, if you want it.
What?
Now, as far as salary is concerned, I'm sure there won't be any difficulty.
What job?
Yeah. What are you talking about, Bob?
Well, if Swanson is going to start an investigation of James... And this whole change that's taking place in the city government, well, I think he could do pretty well with the assistance of a first-class investigator like ex-chief of police Henderson.
Huh?
Well, that's a marvelous idea.
Now, Henderson, don't look as though you're going to hesitate. You came out here because you were burned up about the way things seemed to be going in Monroe. You wanted us to do something about it. Well, you join us.
Special investigator?
Yes, huh? I'll put a reporter to work with you. You can have a byline, too, in your official capacity before. There were probably a lot of things you couldn't do or say. But working for the trumpet, you've got an absolutely free hand.
Free hand? That sounds tempting.
Is it a deal?
Well, I don't want you to think I came out for anything like this.
No, let's not have any of that kind of talk, Henderson.
Well, it's not that, but...
Betty, do you mind if I call up Swanson now?
No. Go right ahead, only don't be so excited.
Oh, excuse me.
Surely.
Long distance, please.
One thing I've got to say about the Drakes, when they move awful fast.
You want to work on the trumpet, don't you?
You couldn't think of a greater opportunity.
Would you get me Monroe 752, please? Thank you. And Henderson.
Yeah, Bob?
When I said I was going to give you a free hand, I meant just that. We both got the same objective in mind, to make Monroe a better and cleaner city. You go at this any way you like.
All right, Bob.
And I'm sure we'll like it. Oh, hello, Trumpet. This is Bob Drake. Give me managing editor Swanson. You remember me today, do you? That's better. The telephone operator is kind of embarrassed about not recognizing me the other day. Oh, hello, Swanson. This is Drake. How are things? Yes, I heard that Kellogg resigned. Chief Henderson is out here visiting me, and he brought the news. Yeah. Well, Swanson, I'm convinced that something rotten is happening in Monroe, and I want the trumpet to bear down and find out what it is and who's in back of it. Yeah. And here's something that ought to make you happy. Henderson's going to work for the trumpet as a special investigator. I thought that'd get a rise out of it. Yeah. Yeah, his experience and knowledge will come in mighty handy. We'll be in to see you tomorrow morning. Yeah. Yeah, you two fellows can put your heads together and start figuring out where, when, and how he can make the most trouble. Yeah, I got the trumpet this morning, all right. Oh, I'm feeling fine, yeah. Yeah, Miss Drake, too, the whole family, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, so long, Swanson. I'll be keeping in touch with you all the time. Oh. Oh, by the way, you can run a box on the front page of tomorrow's Trumpet. Yeah, put this in it. Rumors that the trumpet is for sale are entirely erroneous. Betty and Bob Drake are and will remain the trumpet's publishers. Oh, you like that, too, huh? Well, now that I made you so happy, goodbye.
Gosh.
What's the matter, Henderson? You seem a little bewildered.
Well, to tell you the truth, I am.
Yes, but you're pleased.
You bet I am. As a matter of fact, I think I'll be of even more value working for the Trumpet than I was as chief of police. Well, I better be going if I'm going to catch that train back to Monroe.
Oh, come on now, Henderson. Why don't you stay overnight?
No, really, I'd like to, but I can't. And if I'm going to report for work bright and early tomorrow morning...
Well, it's still half an hour before train time.
Would you care for some tea or something?
Oh, no, thanks.
Yes, that's right. It's now 5 minutes to 5, and the train leaves at 5:25. What are you hurrying about?
Oh, I was just thinking.
Apparently.
I feel another storm coming up.
You're probably right.
No fooling, Betty. I could get dressed and catch that train with Henderson.
No.
Why not? I think it would be only nice if I was there when Swanson and Henderson met it.
We've met already.
And that's that.
I know, but I'd like to be there when they talk over plans. And after all, I'm the publisher.
Yes, and you've just gotten over being a very sick man, too.
Oh, that again.
Yes, exactly, that again. Now, I don't want you to be a sick man again. You're going to go dashing into the city?
I'm not going to go dashing in. I'm going to sit in the train and be comfortable.
You're going to get a nervous breakdown.
That's just it. How do people get nervous breakdowns?
By behaving the way you are right now.
Oh, no. They get nervous breakdowns because they don't do the things they want to do. They get all mixed up and frustrated, and then they go to pieces. I'm going to get a nervous breakdown.
You're not threatening one, are you?
Well, no.
Bob, don't.
What?
Be sensible, won't you?
All right, I'll try, but it's going to be awful hard. And...
I know. If you get a nervous breakdown, it'll be my fault.
Won't it?
All right.
Well, things are starting. Exciting things. This new city manager, Jameson, and his daughter with hate in her eyes. What is the truth about them? Will Betty be able much longer to keep Bob so far away from the battle that is lining up in Monroe? This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. This program is presented over this station 5 times each week, Monday through Friday, at this same hour. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.